Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly day in Syria despite a new agreement. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes on rebel-held parts of the northern city of Aleppo and nearby villages killed at least 45 people. The Aleppo Media Center, which is an activist collective, said 45 people were killed just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 69 people were killed in Aleppo province, including 13 children and teenagers. At least 20 people were reported killed in an airstrike in Idlib. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker there. He says now it is the period of Eid and people are coming together to buy things for their children. The airstrike targeted them and then landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. The injured were moved to hospitals in suburbs of Idlib because the hospitals in Idlib are full. The violence came after Syrian state media reported that the Assad government has agreed to abide by a ceasefire as part of a deal hammered out between the United States and Russia. That ceasefire is set to take effect on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive material Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigative team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive material such as xenon. The UN Security Council strongly condemned Friday's underground nuclear test, saying it would work on appropriate measures. This is VOA News. At least 23 people were killed and nearly 50 others injured after a boiler exploded and caused a fire in a factory in Bangladesh on Saturday. Fire officials said the explosion was huge and spread quickly because flammable chemicals were stored at the factory. At least 11 people have been killed by a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck northwestern Tanzania's Great Lakes region on Saturday. Local police report about 100 injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey said the tremor was felt in Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and Kenya. Here in the United States, Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence is striking back at Democrat Hillary Clinton after she called some of Donald Trump's supporters deplorable. Speaking at a campaign event in Virginia, Pence said that Clinton's remarks show a lack of respect for the American people.
They're factory workers and coal miners. They're farmers and business owners. They're law enforcement officers and veterans. They're students and they're seniors. They're moms and they're dads. They're people who believe in freedom and in the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution. Hillary, they aren't a basket of anything. They are Americans, and they all deserve your support.
Friday night in New York, Clinton said that almost half of Trump's supporters fall into what she called the basket of deplorables. In a statement Saturday, the Democratic nominee said many of Trump's supporters are hardworking Americans who just don't feel like the economy or our political system are working for them. But she added that she regrets only half of her statement, emphasizing that it is really deplorable that Trump is affiliated with people from the right-winged alt-right movement and that David Duke and other white supremacists see him as a champion of their values. U.S. President Barack Obama paid tribute to the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in his weekly media address. The president said that progress has been made in the fight against terrorism, but the battle is not over.
So, in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and beyond, we'll stay relentless against terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIL. We will destroy them, and we'll keep doing everything in our power to protect our homeland.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago when terrorists hijacked airliners and flew them into the former World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in western Pennsylvania. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin broadcast.